to SearchTheorem.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And just recently, we got wind of news that Microsoft has purchased LinkedIn for quite a sum of $26.2 billion. And today, to discuss some of the implications of that acquisition, I have with me one of my trusty contributors and someone who always has a good sense of kind of what's happening down the road, and that's Brent Leary, who is a principal at CRM Essentials. Brent, welcome.
Lauren, it's always a pleasure, and it seems like there's always something big to talk about.
Yeah, we've had a lot of big news to cover of late, and I said to myself, for this acquisition, who better to get some perspective than Brent Leary, because you know what's going on. So I have a few questions for you, and this is still shaking out, so we'll just take it as we go, but let's start with just the purchase itself and the remarkable sum of money. Microsoft bought LinkedIn for $26+ billion. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and I can't believe I'm going to quote Randy Moss, former NFL player. Not only is it $26 billion, but it's $26 billion cash, and as Randy liked to say, straight cash, homie. So, I mean, you think about $26 billion is just a lot, but to be able to pay that in dollars, that's even more incredible. But maybe even the more interesting fact is if they had done this maybe a year or two ago, it would have been more than $26 billion because at the time LinkedIn was valued at a little higher than it is today. So it's a lot of money, but it could have been even more money a few years ago.
So let's dig into what exactly is so highly valued here. So first, you know, I've talked to some folks who are kind of watching this acquisition, and they seem to think that the principal value here is in kind of social CRM, really expanding knowledge, a company's knowledge of their contacts in a CRM database. Is that how you see this, that the LinkedIn database will kind of enhance what companies already have in their CRM?
Yeah, I think that's a piece of it. And I mean, it's that ability to have updated information almost in real time on hundreds of millions of contacts of people, business people. And that's really hard to get. And not just it's the updated, the real-time aspect of it, and also the activity information, you know, being able to know when somebody is moving to a new job or a new position or the connections that that person has and being able to potentially help someone who's trying to connect with somebody else do that and be able to take that information and leverage it within a CRM application potentially. I think that's big, the engagement aspect of it, the, you know, being able to do more targeted advertising campaigns to these business people through the information coming from LinkedIn as there's potential behind that. So it's all about, it always comes back to being able to capture people's attention and know how to leverage the opportunity once you have that attention kind of leverage the interaction opportunity with that attention. That could be potentially huge with this kind of move because Microsoft has all these other pieces and, you know, with business dynamics and the CRM application, that's one of the pieces, but they have the Skype piece for the video engagement. They have all these other opportunities to components to kind of build this interaction ecosystem, almost this attention ecosystem. And from a business perspective, having LinkedIn as a part of that, it really could potentially complete a picture. But it's still kind of like, okay, it's out there. They bought it. There's the, you know, you can see the kind of the 30,000 foot view, but then there's the actual feet on the ground. How does this actually take place from a concrete perspective? That's a big question that's still going to be out there for a while.
And just to take up on what you said, is there a notion that, you know, at some level, having this real-time insight into people's roles at different companies, their movement to new places, can enhance kind of what companies already know about potential products and services buyers? So like kind of enhancing their account-based marketing strategy where they're able to identify buyers. Is that kind of part of the idea here?
I would think it has to be being able to, you know, because you think of, and I look at that from a CRM perspective, and you know, traditionally CRM was good at kind of centralizing information, making it accessible to a certain level of management to be able to run reports and things like that. But from a salesperson's perspective, CRM, you know, they had to put the data in order to, you know, and really a lot of instances, they didn't think they were getting a lot out from, you know, putting information in the system. Now with LinkedIn, you're kind of giving them a reason to use the system more because there's going to be more and more data available to them to interact with. So it's not just a one-way feed into them dumping information into a CRM application. Now the potential is there for them to be able to leverage data coming from LinkedIn in a CRM system, which provides them much more of an incentive. And hopefully, you know, you'll be able to run the, you know, machine learning, relationship intelligence, so that it's not just, you know, LinkedIn data, but it's LinkedIn data that's going to be analyzed, run through machine learning, and hopefully provide relationship intelligence that comes back to the CRM user, so that now they have much more reason to use the system because they'll be getting insights, hopefully automatically notified after, you know, having these systems, this machine learning running through this newfound form of new data source, and providing them insights in real time and best case uses. Hey, you want to talk to this person today because 9 out of 10 times, based on what we've learned, if you talk to this level of person today about this subject that's hot, you'll have an opportunity to really interact with them, or you'll get their attention much quicker today if you do that, as opposed to, you know, your normal routine kind of interaction flow that is based on your gut. Now we're going to say, hey, here's data, and here's the insight, and here's the talking point. Go at it and see how it works for you now.
So you've talked a lot about kind of the machine learning piece. So on the Office 365 side, what would you say is the most sort of important piece in terms of combining forces with LinkedIn? Like, what do you think Microsoft is most interested in doing? Is it really about Office Graph and that machine learning piece, or are there other services there that might be combined with LinkedIn?
I'm sure there's other services, but I think one of the main aspects is when you think about Office 365 from a business perspective, you really think about Outlook, you know, specifically. Of course, you know, you're doing your work in Word, you're doing your things with spreadsheets in Excel, PowerPoint, of course, but Outlook is where the interactions are taking place, the daily business interactions, the one-to-one emails, the one-to-many emails, and you have a lot of intelligence or opportunities to drive intelligence based on those interactions. Well, now you're able to take that and couple it with the things that LinkedIn knows about the people that you're associating with or engaging and potentially want to engage with. And so you're able to couple the LinkedIn information with the interactions taking place, you know, in your email, and then take all that information, have it run through some, you know, machine learning algorithms to really produce some valuable insights that you just wouldn't be able to get anywhere else, or at least not on your own, because you know machine can do this, process tons of information much faster. And so you're bringing a lot of opportunity to marry this treasure trove of information coming from LinkedIn with your own interactions. And it could be not just, you know, one-to-one interactions, but let's say your company, you know, 1,000 people in your company, and you're an Outlook user, and now you, the salesperson, want to try to build a relationship with the company. Well, who knows who is talking to that company in your organization? And now you're possibly able to marry the insights coming from LinkedIn, insights coming from not just your interactions through Outlook, but maybe looking at the social graph of the folks using, you know, talking to that company via Outlook in your company. And now maybe you're, you know, and I have no idea if this is going to happen, but now the minute you go to say, you know, I want to talk to you, I want to build a relationship with this level of person at this kind of company, now Microsoft could potentially say, you know, go to LinkedIn, go look at their exchange and see who are the people in your company talking to, you know, people at the company you're trying to build a relationship with, and come up with some potentially nuggets of insights that would never be able to get found in a short amount of time, and bring it back to you and say, hey, based on what we see, here's who you need to get to, and here are the people in your organization who have the best path of getting to them, and here's a canned template that can help you get started to build a relationship and get going with that.
That concludes part one of our podcast on the Microsoft purchase of LinkedIn. And for more, stay tuned for part two.